draw right. It's a bin that's where they keep those nails or drawers and different things now.
Have you ever heard of nail cave?
Yeah, oh, that's right. It is a cave. Good.
Now, you remember used to whenever, when I was a little girl, we had these big old round things to play with. They, although just went like wild, you know, fell like wild. And you could put them around you and do like this, and they were called a hula.
Hula hoop.
Yeah. What do you stop up a end of a bottle with?
Stop.
Okay. And what's a mouth organ thing that, oh, I guess it's about this wide and about that long. You put it up to your mouth and play it. What's that?
Harmonica.
And there's one that you can hold in your teeth and flip it. What's that?
No. I know what you're talking about. You play with a wire like that.
You hold it.
Shoes hard.
Right. Okay. Now, if a wagon, my little girl's got a little red wagon, and there's this thing that comes out, kind of in the middle of it, that she pulls it with. What is that?
Tongue.
Let's see. Now, on a buggy, before they had cars, you know, a horse pulled a buggy. On a buggy, what are those things called out? You know, the tongue comes out like this. What were those things?
Chains.
Now, if you just had one horse pulling a buggy, well, what would you need? Would it be a whiffle tree, or whiffle tree, or a single tree, or a swing tree? What would that be?
Single tree.
Okay, now if you're going to have two horses.
Double tree.
Now, if you put wood in the back end of a truck and carry it, say, from the forest to the to your house, what are you doing to that wood?
Hauling
it. Now, if you get a chain and put around this log, and you got a horse, and you pull it along, what are you doing to that log?
You're dragging it, snaking it, what we used to call.
I've heard snaking too.
Yeah, snaking.
I didn't know what that was until last year. It was on the radio that somebody, and I believe it was Wayne Burrell, got killed snaking logs. And so I investigated just what that meant. I never had heard it before.
Well, that's the old word.
Yeah.
Snaking logs.
Well,
you see, like I said, so many things that you ask me is things that bygone days have passed and gone. It always had two words. Brain means so and so. Sex means so. And the Bible says sex. See, that's the same word. But see, it's just two different ways to life.
Yeah. All right, when you're on a tractor and you're getting ground ready to plant, what do you do?
Plow.
Okay. And after you plow it, what do you do?
Pire it. Pire it.
Now, there's some. I'm going to show you a picture I've drawn. Now, what is that? If you can tell from what the way I've drawn, it's an A shape, and used to kids get on this part of pen pretend they were riding.
Now, what'd you say?
And you put a piece of wood up there to saw it or something. What's that called?
A saw rack.
Okay.
A seesaw.
No, this is a seesaw.
Seesaw.
What is this? This is
saw rack. Saw rack,
you
see.
Okay, a
saw bug. Saw bug, yeah.
And what is this?
A horse.
A horse. And now, have you ever seen one of those ones that a kid rides on? And sometimes it sits up on a stump, and then they've got this little thing, and this plank just goes round and up and down all the same time. What's that called?
Well, a seesaw is not a semi-merry-go-round. What we used to call
Have you heard of Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny, that's what they have in the show.
Well,
Flying Jenny, but we call them merry-go-round.
Well, when I didn't even know what they were.
Flying Jenny, it has that in the show, but we always call it, see, that's what I tell you, it's two names, though. We always call it merry-go-round. We had one at school when I was a small kid. Merry-go-round, long plank out, and so many kids get on each end. Go around and around, and you go up and down. Merry-go-round, we call it, but in the show, it's Flying Jenny.